This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein shares an excerpt from her new audiobook, Generation to Generation, about the Jewish holiday of Shavuot, also known as Pentecost, and what this observance teaches us about gratitude and thankfulness.
On Passover, we remember that God is with us in our hard times. On Shavuot, we make sure that we do not forget God in our easier, bountiful seasons. Today, Shavuot is observed primarily as the day upon which Israel received the Torah at Mount Sinai 3,000 years ago. According to tradition, God gave the Ten Commandments to Israel on the sixth day of the Hebrew month Sivan, the same day as Shavuot. Accordingly, the focus of Shavuot today is on Bible study, including the widely held custom to stay up all night long studying the Bible. It is true that we can no longer give God our first fruits literally, but through all-encompassing Bible study, we can give God the best we have to offer Him spiritually as a sacrifice of thanksgiving. We give ourselves to God by studying His Word, dedicating our lives to His purposes, and by recognizing that He alone is the source of all blessings. In fact, in several places in the scriptures, people of faith are referred to as first fruits, chosen by God for His holy purposes. We see this in Jeremiah 2:3, James 1:18, and Revelation 14:4.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.